Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Got his morning show with Matt Man.
How did those cops put the guns back there, like in the back of their belt, the gun going down their ass crack? Like, the worst thing is if the criminal said, man, your gun stinks.
Paige. I just love driving around with my top down.
And Fat Boy.
I don't kill mosquitoes. I let them bite me. Go ahead, take a chunk out. Fly around with high cholesterol. See how you feel.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rock blocks all day.
3.3. It's a great question. If you guys were doing a version of the great comedy classic, The Three Amigos, who would play who?
You know what? I wouldn't mind being Martin Short because I know you don't like him.
I think he's pretty funny.
I don't dislike him.
Nobody wants to be John Lovitz, though, let's be honest.
Well, John Lovitz wasn't in the movie.
He was in Three Amigos, right? He was one of the Amigos.
No, he wasn't.
You sure?
It was Martin Short, Chevy Chase, and Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me look.
Oh, no. Are we having another Berenstain Bears, Nelson Mandela, Fruit of the Loom? Wait a minute. Say those three words that I love more than anything.
We're both wrong.
No, that's not the three.
Who are the three?
It's Martin Short. It's Steve Martin as Chevy Chase.
I thought you didn't say that before.
What are those three words?
You are right.
Stuck. Well, I would have said you're right, the two words, but nonetheless. Stuck.
You're right.
I didn't think you said Chevy Chase.
I sure as hell did.
So what the hell was John Lovitz in? He was dressed up as one of these.
I don't know. I don't remember him being in the movie, to be
honest. That's got to be the biggest Mandela effect ever.
Not for anyone but you.
Mandela's.
I don't think of John Lovitz.
Oh, he was in the movie, but he wasn't dressed up as one of the amigos.
He was not a friend.
No, that's what it was.
He was an enemy. He was one of those. All right, so far it's tied.
Damn it!
Cero y cero. By the way, I can't tell if this text is being sarcastic or not. I've had it up to here with Spanish talk. I'm turning you off till you finish this bit. My God.
That's rude.
Who's doing that?
I don't know if they're just being sarcastic or not. I do get irritated when... Like, I'm already, when I'm watching TV and, you know, because we're in the radio world, but also we're in the advertising marketing kind of side of it. And it's like,
are we trying to get your money?
I get real irritated by like YouTube ads that are not like they promised the buyer. They said, hey, we'll get you on 25,000 Spanish-speaking TV sets, you know. And then, like, first off, how you doing? I'm American, and I watch everything in English. So why would you put this on there for me? I don't understand. I think it's poorly misspent money.
Yep.
It's not irritating. I usually know exactly what they're saying because my Spanish is great. It's muy grande. It's very big and vast. All right. Ooh, full of crap. How do you say that?
Ariana Grande.
All right. Are you ready?
It's all the Mexican I know.
For round two of
How's Your Spanish?
Round two. So far, cero y cero. Faboy. Para. Siempre. A ti? It's the easiest one. Para siempre. A ti. It's four words, by the way.
Para siempre.
Para siempre. A ti. I wanted to put more in it, but it would give it away. It's fairly simple.
Is this a famous saying attributed to a certain military branch? I can ask for clues, can I?
You can, and no. But I know what you thought it was, but it ain't that.
It ain't that.
Para siempre, Ati.
I don't.
Try to say it with me. Para.
Para.
Siempre.
Siempre.
Ati.
Ati. See, the siempre got me thinking it was like for the Marines, I was going to guess Semper Fidelis.
Close.
In
you just said forever to thee, which is the mantra of the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Well, I take it back. I ain't saying it.
I was going to put in there go cocky too, but they say cocky the same way we do.
Oh, I would have gave it away.
Yeah. Los Gamecocks. It really is. There's no like, but like.
I would say forever to pee before I said forever to pee.
Chicken is pollo. So why is there not pollo in there? I know that from Mexican restaurants.
Los Pollos Hermanos, I know from Breaking Bad.
It's the Chicken Brothers. All right. Round two for me. From you.
Okay.
Paige, how'd I do?
Fantastic.
Thank you.
This one's pretty long, but you took 2 years, so I'm not worried about it. Sabus Como Rudo Amigo.
Wow.
Si el sombrero está saltando, estoy haciendo un poco de humping.
Did you say the last word right?
Yeah.
Humping?
There was no translation for it.
Okay, so it does mean...
I know that was pretty lengthy.
All right, give it to me. I had three words I recognize, so I'll try to patch it together.
Okay. Sabes como rudo amigo. Si el sombrero está saltando... Estoy haciendo un poco de humping. I got everybody in the work.
I'm humping. I heard.
That's not Wednesday.
Dude hat humping. So, dude hat humping? Or did you say rude?
Rudo amigo.
Rudo amigo.
Is it Ruedo? There's no
accent. Yeah. Okay.
Ruedo amigo. Si el sombrero está saltando, estoy haciendo un poco de humping. Si.
Hey, friend, don't go humping my hat.
You were very close on these. Very close.
Hey, friend, don't go humping my hat.
Hey, friends.
Hey, friends.
What you actually said was, you know how I roll, amigo? If the sombrero's jumping, I'm doing some humping.
The sombrero.
Put that on a hat.
Okay. That was clever.
How many painters do we have right now? Bathroom workers elbowing each other saying, oh, yeah. Hey.
You know what?
You're cracking up.
Business owners. teachers. Many others.
Many others.
All right. Here we go.
You know a teacher ain't awake right now?
No, it's Los Sombreros. Okay, let me see. We're going to do one more each or two? I got two
more.
Yeah,
we probably do one more
each.
Oh,
let me figure out which one's better.
Pick a good one. Because I have to do the same. I got to pick a good one.
Okay, here we go. And a couple of these words I've never seen before, so I might not be rolling my R's correctly on this one. Ojalá tu veramos reyes en Estados Unidos. I'll do it again. Ojalá tuvieramos reyes en Estados Unidos. No need to whistle at the end, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to take a guess. It's probably not going to be right, but I feel like it's going to be closer than my other guesses.
Yeah.
I feel like stadios means states.
Yeah, United. Oops.
No, I heard you say...
Get out now! Leave! You heckler bitch! Ruin the game just like some kind of
I'm sorry. I
You're
got
an
excited.
Unpeaceful protester.
I got excited.
I'm just kidding for calling you bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm going to guess you said, and I don't know why you would say this, but I feel like you would do it to throw me off. So you said Jose Reyes.
No, I did not.
And Sergio Ramos.
Ojalá tuvi Ramos Reyes en Estados Unidos.
I'm going to stick with it. Jose Reyes and Sergio Ramos are in the United States.
No, you just said I wish we had kings in the United States.
Well, guess what, buddy?
I think that was just for yesterday. I think you can have them today.
Wish granted. Because I believe we got one. How many people are going to come up here with pitchforks and torches?
I know. They're going to be protesting Graceland.
Oh, Lord.
They are. They're going to be like, oh, my God. Do you know who lived here? A king. Lawler's got his house boarded up.
Why can't you give me an easy one like Aki Parisi? I know that means the local news in Spanish.
All right, Probablemente soy diabética, pero no estoy segura.
Oh, you hate Tom Segura.
No, I said, you're probably diabetic, but unsure.
Dang, I don't know which one to pick.
I did both, so have fun with it.
Okay, let's do this one. Yeah, this is.
By the way, the lungs on this girl playing the horn in here right now is incredible. Let me get her number afterwards.
It's amazing.
I feel like I could give you somewhat of a short one. Como se dice el mayor en el sexo en Mexicano? And I feel like you might get this one. Now, I can repeat it if I need to.
Is this something I'll get in trouble for saying? Like, I don't mind if it's funny on me, but if it's...
If you haven't for the other two, this one's mild compared to that.
Oh, okay. Sexo.
I'm not like you when it comes to, like, forgetting where you are. How are you going to say just wherever?
That's not true. I have evidence, sir. You did earlier.
Como se dice, because I know what that means. I've heard that one. El mejor en el sexo.
I'm not saying it.
En Mexicano.
I am not saying that.
You sure you don't want to guess?
I'll guess, but you might have to dump.
Because this is 0-0. All right, guess it. I'm used to turning around that fast now. Especially the past few days.
Is it... And this is not me, Matthew Harris, saying this. I'm just participating in a game show right now. Is it I like Mexican butt sex?
No, is it? Well, there was a comment in there. You said, in Spanish, how do you say the best is sex in Mexican? Look at that. Now we're 0-0.
The best is sex?
The best at sex.
Oh.
I never had sex south of the border.
You did too.
I waited. I got to Myrtle Beach.
So you pulled over in the parking lot, didn't you?
Give me a corn dog.
Oh, my God.
I didn't like my other one, but I'll just tell you what it was.
Yeah, go ahead.
It was, I'll tell you in English. Do you have toilet paper down here, or do I wipe with a bag of burritos?
What did that sound like, though?
Oh, it would have sounded like...
Elboro.
Tienes papel, hygiencio, aqui o mi, limpio, con una bolsa de burritos.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, I mean, burritos...
This is terrible.
Paige, she thought... Now, tell me if I'm wrong, because I know you're world-class and 4 degrees and all this stuff.
No, burros are donkeys.
Okay. That's I was about to say, because you just said you ate a donkey. Wait,
hang on.
But burro is not burrito. Unless you did, I ain't making no joke.
I said coon una bolsa de burritos.
Okay. Yes.
You can wipe with a bag of burros if you want.
I thought she was going to wipe with a donkey.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Relationship issues is what Fatboy put on here, but for this caller that's been on hold for quite some time. You said that Fatboy's a little tease for us. By the way, you have big tease. But the little tease...
Oh, I feel like it more now.
With the T-E-A-S-E was that, is the third time going to be the charm?
Is it?
Is the third time what?
I think that's what he's going to ask us. If three's too much or just the right amount.
Is it three sums? That's what I'm thinking.
Is it?
Let's go and ask Anonymous with relationship issues. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
You know what? Normally, like right now, let's see, in regular people hours, this would be like... 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're getting off at 5. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, normally I'm excited about getting the hell out of here. And then I'm looking at the weather and I'm like, God bless. I'm going to stay here and use the radio station's air conditioning. I don't want to go outside. This is some bull crap, man.
Spend the night at work.
Now, your situation here, though, I understand completely why you want to be anonymous, but... What is up with the relationship issues?
I mean, look, I'll just say it this way. I might be making the worst decision of my life again.
Same one again. So now, relationship. I was thinking, like, this might... Does it involve money? Is money part of this?
In a way, yeah, you're not too far off. Here it is. I'm about to marry the same woman... for the third time.
Dang.
Third.
I mean, a bunch of people got that right on the text. That's what they were guessing.
I've heard of two for the same people, but three? I'm like, you didn't learn anything from the first two?
Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, all right, but it's like, it's kind of hard to explain, but that's why I'm calling in. I mean, me and this woman, we go way back. We're high school sweethearts.
Yeah.
We had our first kiss in the back of her mom's, it was a Dodge Caravan.
Nice.
And it was on the way home from vacation Bible school. While mom was driving, by the way.
God bless. You go to VBS and then you SIN all the way home. Unbelievable. So
we didn't learn much, did
yeah.
we?
So mom was driving, and then what was she like? Did y'all go to homecoming? Did all that stuff?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did homecoming. We did the whole. She was my prom date, and then we ended up. We were together for a while, and got married for the first time at 25. And you know, I mean, so you know, without saying too much more, I mean, we got a history. We got a long history together. Wait, so, you know, it's been a long time with her. Yeah.
So her mom was cool with you two making out in the back seat.
Sure, she did.
She didn't know.
I mean. No, I mean, not really, but like the rearview mirror was kind of busted or turned the wrong way, and we found that little blind spot, you know, and she couldn't see back there, you know, and you climb back, and it was stealthy, and suddenly I'm in the back with her daughter, and you know how it goes, right?
I know. I mean, it was always like, you think about
that's
that.
Good.
It was church vans, like vans, seats.
They were just minivans, right? Or like regular vans. But
yeah, no. But I'm saying like a van itself leads to, you know, playing with feet. And, you know, digital insertion, things
what?
Such as that.
same foot.
We said that yesterday, and people popped for that. So let's unpack all this for a second. Like, what went wrong the first time? I have a guess, but I'm not going to make that guess because I will probably be wrong with that guess.
Yeah, I mean, you may not be too far off on your guess, I bet. But, like, the first time... I'll just put it on her, and she'd agree. The first time that the things didn't work, it was her. She was not good with money, and I mean, like, not good. I mean, like, dangerously bad, like, putting us in a bad situation. Like, we had about five grand, you know, in savings, and it pretty much got wiped out, but not on, like, home repairs or, you know, new car or anything. It got wiped out on, like, Amazon junk and, like, boutique clothing and, like, she never wore it. We had a wine subscription. We had subscriptions like monthly wine. We didn't even drink it. I never even drank any of that stuff. The bottles just sat there collecting dust.
God bless.
You know, she even got in on, what's it called? Oh, like that multi-level like marketing stuff, you know, like those pyramid schemey type things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she tried to get that started. Oh, baby, I'm going to make us so much money. And then the money's just flying out the door like way faster than I could get in, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess fast forward a little bit. How long were you single until you got married again?
Yeah, not even that long. It was like a year and a half. I wasn't even I wasn't even dating anybody, and I was
trying to get out of
rebuild
debt.
Yeah,
exactly. I was trying to rebuild my savings, get out of debt, get my financial footing under me.
But then you two got together again, though. Like you got wedding number two. How did that come about then?
Yeah, well, we stayed in touch. I mean, it was about the money, but we didn't like lose, you know, love for each other, and the history didn't go away, you know. And she's dating, and she's mad for like 6 months, but eventually she messages me, and I guess like long story short, we missed each other. Told her money. I said money was it, baby. Like the money was the problem, and we got back together. We got married again, and honestly, the second time around, she was great, and I guess. Okay, I get blame for the first. I got to take the blame for the second one. This one was on me, second time around.
So what happened with the second divorce then?
Cheating.
I'm not very good at talking my feelings sometimes, but, you know, I was bottling all my feelings up, and like, I had a friend pass away, then my mother passed, and, yeah, I was in a pretty bad place, and I kind of went straight to the bottle, and it wasn't good. You know, I started relying on booze a lot. To kind of get me through my day, and then I got a little boozy.
I got rid of all my wine this past weekend. Oddly enough, I got rid of all.
There's
of
a lot of boons sitting on the side of the road somewhere.
Yeah. What'd you do with it?
I drank it all.
Oh, good for you.
So let's go back to your situation though. Like you had a little bit of a situation. You probably that's the thing with idle hands, especially when you're single. Is like I was saying last week, it sucked to be sick by yourself because then you like how were you sick by yourself prior to DoorDash and all that. I don't know how we lived,
right. But
barely.
So you, she left you essentially because you had, I don't want to call you an alcoholic. That's not fair to say. You had issues with the bottle.
Okay.
Do you prefer to be called an alcoholic?
That was part of it, but then things got a little messy one night, and I cheated on her with a girl at work.
God, you were right.
Well, I figured that was one of the two. I mean, that's usually
you nailed it.
So first marriage, she spends all your savings. Second marriage, you go cheat while you're out drinking some. What was it? Johnny Walker Red? What was it?
Oh, Grandma?
No, I'm more of a Blue Label guy.
Nice. So we're gearing up for part three, possibly. Like, what's going to be different this time? Yeah, well, she became an accountant, and you're an ordained minister now. Like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm a man of the cloth.
The trust is still there after you cheated and you were drinking? Do you think you can?
Yeah, like, how long have you been sober?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm totally sober now, 18 months. I got that under control and like totally on it and go to meetings. I'm on top of that. So it's 18 months now, totally dry.
Yeah.
And I feel great. I feel like I'm in better shape, looking better than I've ever looked. And she even came to me and said, look, I've really like taken over with my money and my finances, and she's working now, so she's getting money coming in. So she kind of, you know, she gets it now. Money's got to come in for you to spend that money, as opposed to, oh, here's this money for me to just spend whatever I want, you know?
Can you two be together without being married for a third time?
That's what I was thinking. Why don't you try to be a couple first, and then without all the other
Or what does
stress.
Your family say about it? Like your parents or do you siblings, nieces, nephews, anything? Like, would they become close to that person too?
Yeah, you know, the way I see it is that I could do it. I think, like, I could do it without the paper, but, like, in terms of the family and stuff, like, my sister said she's totally done. Like, she's not even going to come. Third wedding. She doesn't even want to come. My sister's out. My parents obviously aren't too happy. They said they'd be there. You know, my dad loves a good dinner. So, of course, he's going to be there.
Right.
Old dad.
But weddings are expensive, and so are divorces.
I know. Like, I would say maybe just do this one on the...
Go elope
or... I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you could hold on? If you got to run into work, I get it. But, like, I have so many more things to ask you.
Listen, like, you know, I think that I'll just say that, you know, I got time, yeah, but I just think that what it boils down to is, like, I'd be fine, but there's something about that commitment and kind of committing to one another, and I know it seems crazy third time around, but he wants that commitment.
I'm maybe overreaching here, but, like, I've not heard a mention of any kids. Like, do you want kids? Do you have kids? I don't want to say I don't think you have kids, and then you're like, well, I didn't mention that part because that'd make you sound like a bad parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We don't. We don't have kids right now. But I think, you know, I want to. But I guess the thing I'm also kind of wondering, if I'm gonna have kids, am I gonna like divorce this person for a third time, and then we're going bringing the kids into that? And that's the thing I'm thinking about too. Like, what kind of family am I bringing them into?
Right.
Your sister already hates your wife, so
I'm not good with relationships either. So forgive me for what I'm saying to you, but what I would be thinking if I was dating you is that maybe you just don't want me to be with anybody else.
Oh,
damn, Paige! You know, normally when you. Yeah.
That was good.
That's
because
solid.
You keep walking out of the relationship.
Plus, can you even have kids, dude?
You cheated.
Oh, come on.
Are you barren, sir?
No, I'm not. I mean, please forgive me for that, but that's what I would think.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best.
The best. Best. Best.
Version 2.0.
Damn, damn,
damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
All right, Kay. So if you missed it, it's hot. And this particular kid was in the back seat, in the car seat.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Griping and complaining. And his mother shared this audio with us.
I'm sweating. Where? What? I'm sweating. Where at?
On my butt crack and my balls and
really?
Everywhere.
Oh, butt crack and your balls.
She just repeats it. Like a good mother.
You can tell she's a server. She's like, okay, vegetable plate? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Would you like to supersize that with your order?
Supersize my vegetable plate. Bring me 8 vegetables.
You know when you when you go to a
you wild
a certain hotel or resort. The only way I can liken this to it is Disney World. They'll have like a compilation video on the TVs when you get into the room.
Oh yeah.
They'll interview people. What do you like about Disney World? You know, it's kind of like a.
You're already there.
Yeah.
Like, why are they selling you on it already? You're there.
What would you say? I like Mickey.
So it's like an internal thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did one for hedonism.
Ooh.
Somebody checked into hedonism, saw this reel playing on their TV, and they kind of recorded it and put it out there.
Oh, man.
So this is just what they play on the TV when you check into hedonism. Apparently.
I've never...
Are you naughty at hedonism? What is it?
Like? Allegedly. I was about to say, we talked to a couple that had went, but they wasn't like really being very revealing about it. I don't think it's like Bohemian Grove, but
Is it just swinging, or you just have sex anywhere?
Everybody's hooking up.
Everybody.
Half of it you could be with clothes, the other half without clothes.
Okay.
But I want to interview somebody who's like really went.
Well, we need to talk to some of these people, because here's a sample of some of the interviews from Live from Hedonisms.
Live from Hedonism.
Sir, how did she win your heart?
She's a certified throat goat. The woman has absolutely no gag reflex.
You two are adorable. How have you stayed together so long?
She took that trout basket out on the first date, and it was wetter than a cow pissing on a flat rock.
How did you two meet, ma'am?
I saw him while I was having a popsicle. I took that thing all the way down to the stick without gagging.
He's been here since.
Ma'am, what is the key to keeping your husband happy for all these years?
I make sure to give him that sloppy toppy every night, no matter what. Sir, how did you bag such a smoke show?
If you can make her laugh and giggle, then you can make it clap and jiggle.
That's a t-shirt you get at Myrtle Beach.
Good God.
Sloppy toppy shirt.
I tell you what.
That reminds me of HBO, where they had all, you know, because it's
real
all...
Real sex?
Yes, thank you. It's real sex, and it's all ugly people.
I don't remember what the third portion was, but it got to the point where I had to listen and not laugh because it was hurting. I was, like, wanting to listen, but as I kept laughing, it was hurting.
This is really good because I want to hear it again, but I don't know if I should.
It'll end up being 3 segments, BDAs.
No,
talking about the flat rock.
My God.
I'm about to send you that one privately.
These women.
Gosh.
It's wild women in hedonism.
Trout basket. I can't compete with that.
No.
No wonder why they're married.
I'll hit you with this. This is something that I've kept close to my person. Mm-hmm. People say, how do you come in first thing in the morning? And even if you didn't sleep well or, like, you know, generally you want to get people in excited for the day. And I pay gratitude on my way to work.
Got to.
And right before I come into the building, I play this song.
This, I'm just gonna dance now. This, 'cause we don't have a chance now. The whole world is f***ing gone to hell. Makes me wanna scream and yell. This, I'm just gonna dance now. This, 'cause we don't have a chance now.
You should try it too.
Wow, I love that. Can I teach a dance class?
In a parking lot.
Yeah.
That's the only restriction.
It's really, you're doing the Carlton, but you're flipping birds with your hands. Like, to do it right now, unless you're driving, don't do it, because you'll get road ragers.
Unless you're on 85, you know, you're stuck anyway.
You're probably just sitting there anyway.
Local road.
That just gets you psyched for the day.
Yeah. It's the way to look at the world now. No one looks at the future of flying cars and everything neon and cool. It's all dark and dystopian, and we're living in stacked trailers.
Until you have to loop it. You know, to make sure you do it again.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a blank show, so why don't you just enjoy it?
Amen. She meant donkey. All right.
Blank
over
show.
To you, Fat Boy. The best damn audio. Folks are agreeing on the text. This has been solid.
Oh, we got a little bit more, though.
Ooh,
a little bit more.
Heated.
Best damn.
Competition.
I feel like older people were easier to mess with, especially if you're related to each other. So here's a guy who always films his grandpa when he's messing with him.
Uh-oh.
And he might have his grandpa having a town full of enemies, as much crap as he talks at this point, because he gets him riled up. So here he is, again, getting his grandpa riled up. About old girl at the gas station.
Oh, boy.
Up there at the Y, that girl, she said, you really need to tell your friend he needs to slow down on his drinking.
That little fat bitch?
Yeah. She said, he comes in here and he at least spends $500 on lottery tickets and beer.
That's a bunch of... I got $500.
Well, she says he buys five $20 tickets a day in lottery, loses them.
She's full of sh**.
You don't buy that?
No.
Oh.
And the second off, ain't none of her f***ing business. What is wrong with people?
She said he's a real good paying customer when he's not charging and running up a bill, but he does.
I never charge nothing.
Oh.
Stupid ass.
Oh, you know that last word because you believed it.
Yeah.
I don't think you can charge.
With a baseball play.
That's true.
Rhymes with the most boring baseball play you could ever watch.
That's it. I mean, it really is. But you got to get that man over to third.
You got to move him over.
That's tough, man. I'm going to go ahead and tell my grandsons now. I will be okay with doing fun videos in the future.
Just like, you know.
Oh, they
if you
want
to try to mess with me, like, let me know the bit.
But I feel like some of these grandmas and grandpas that are on these, like, they're in on it. Like, they realize, like, I sometimes think, like, are you taking advantage of your old grandma or old grandpa? But then again, like, the lady with the oxygen tank for the grandson.
Oh, he farts in it.
He farts in it. I don't believe that one. I think someone would have told him. And honestly, I farted
it killed her.
When my mama was on. I didn't fart on her machine, but nearby. And I think it kept her from smelling it, to be honest.
It would have picked it up.
Yeah, I think it blew, like, real, you know, that's true.
Maybe it has some
fake,
kind of...
I don't know how to describe, how do you make oxygen? Because we get it for free, but they charge us for water and electricity.
For now, he doesn't wait long enough until the grandma starts gagging.
Oh, God.
It's instant, which is not believable. So there's an event called the Redneck Brawl, and if this sounds familiar...
That's the brand Paige wears.
It is. If they're hanging to your knees, my redneck bra.
I didn't mean it like that. I just said brawl.
So she's got a Confederate flag bra. So we've interviewed
General Tees,
a multi-time champion to this event, Bucky Boyd.
Oh, yes.
The Locomolus. Remember him?
Locomolus.
He made his name in the redneck brawl.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming back. And there's two fighters. Well, actually, three. That we got a profile for you. For the room, I'm going to pull up a video of this clip now.
Okay.
because these are.
That's why there's a shirtless man on your screen now. I was wondering. I thought it was your background.
Let's see if I can make this any bigger.
What's going on over there?
These are the ass kicking twins. Hang on now, from Kentucky. So I'm gonna let's restart this, and I'm gonna go ahead and play it for you right now.
We're identical twins, and guess what? We'll give you identical ass whoopings, bitch. Kentucky, baby. We're real f***ing man art. If you think you're the baddest person in your trailer park, call me out, buddy. Because that's everyone in the trailer park. Y'all a bunch of pussies. Kentucky's where it's at, baby. Wildcats all the way. Woo! Ain't nobody volunteering to get whooped. Because y'all not but cowards. I'll step in the ring with anybody. Give me your grandpa, your dad, anybody. Your brothers. After I whoop you, buddy, I'll whoop them. I don't care. I want to fight somebody from North Carolina. I about whoop everybody from every state. Come over that mountain and get a whooping. I'll dog walk you. You'll be wishing that you didn't even cross that mountain, buddy. Bristol. Kentucky's where it's at, baby. Woo, baby! Ain't nobody knocking me out. Come on!
Now, they're called the Smoky Twins. Oh,
man. They're so little,
dude,
though.
I love that. I'm seeing it as well, but like, oh, my God.
I think my Chihuahua can hit him and punch him and knock him out.
I don't know. Some of them little scrappy little meth-headed dudes like that.
They can fight.
Yeah, man.
But they're the Smoky Twins. It's
Smoky that meth.
One's a little smoky and one's a little fire. They're 5'10", 120 pounds.
Oh, Lord.
And they're in the redneck brawl.
120.
They probably got another one named Rig. That's Big Rig.
That's Big Rig here.
He's not a trucker. He just smokes a lot of meth out of a big ass pipe.
I know my boxer would definitely take him down because she's 80 pounds of just whoo.
Yeah, they aren't.
I told
that big.
You to quit fighting your dog, Paige.
No, she just is happy.
Paige isn't fighting her dog against other dogs. Paige is fighting her dog. Literally.
She is.
She really is. That's not the one
she's
we're going to focus
on. She's a lover, not a fighter.
There's another one to focus on.
This is the coup de grace, as the French say.
Mm.
This is.
I think estheticians call it that as well.
This is the feature
oh
of the
God.
Redneck brawl. Her name is NyQuil.
Ooh, I want to hear this. NyQuil?
She's going to put you to sleep.
Yeah. You know what she's going to do?
Sleep.
She's going to rock your meat box. And guess what?
Ooh, I want to hear this.
NyQuil is 6'1", 250.
Oh, girl.
I got her video for you right here. So I'm going to play the video.
Did she convert?
I don't think so, but. You can tell her shirt says.
Oh, God, her voice is going to sound like Lurch or something.
Her shirt says, I'm finna rock your meat box.
Look at her.
That's her catchphrase.
She's badass.
Come on, bitches. I'm ready for the hillbilly showdown. You got to show me what you got. Any of you bitches that want it, you can come and get it. You can meet me in Johnson City on August the 16th. And that's right in my backyard, y'all. And Wise is here to represent. We're going to show up. We're going to show the out. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to redneck brawl. And you best be prepared, because I'm finna rock your motherfucking meat box. Come on! Get you some! Bye-bye!
Look at her shirt. It says, I'm finna rock your meat box.
You know...
She's not lying.
F-I-N-N-A.
Finn.
Finna. I don't read rap lyrics a lot. I didn't know how to spell it.
That's how I could tell how white you were.
What is my meat box?
Well,
that's a good question.
It's your meat box.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.